I have an item that I want to introduce our devotion with tonight. Came in over the internet today. It's about the Air Force and the Bible. The Bible has once again been found by a few officials to be too upsetting for members of our country's highly trained military to handle. An anti-Christian group called the Military Religious Freedom Foundation recently contacted officials at Warren Air Force Base to complain that the mere presence of a Bible on a missing man table significantly disturbed at least 36 men and women. And so the group demanded the Bible's removal. Amazingly, the base commander, Colonel Stacy Husser, I guess, H-U-S-E-R, Husser, agreed. Still, Colonel Husser issued a statement that said, "One of our focus areas is increasing the sense of belonging for all our airmen. A large part of that effort in ensuring the religious and non-religious feel included and cared for. This concern being brought to our attention only helps us work toward meeting the needs of all airmen." Instead, she proposes the 90th Missile Wing will replace the Bible on the POW/MIA table with a book of faith containing scriptural writings and prayers from the 5 Department of Defense chaplain-appointed faith groups and 6th set of blank pages to represent those who find solace by other means. Doesn't that remind you of Acts 17, where they had an idol to the unknown God? They leave a blank page for somebody that they didn't have included. After trying this stunt and failing at other bases and government offices, MRFF's Mike Lee Weinstein celebrated the decision over gangs of fundamentalist Christian monsters who terrorize Americans. To veterans like FRC's own Lieutenant General Boykin, U.S. Army, retired, it's like a slap in the face at the POWs and these missing man tables were meant to honor. After all, he points out, these tables are common sites on military installations across the country, disrupting the displays and centering them, cheapens the sacrifice these men and women have made for our freedoms, one of which happens to be freedom of religion. Now, when I went in the Air Force, one of the first things they did was give me a set of dog tags, on which was listed my name, et cetera, et cetera. And I'll never forget, religion, at that particular time, on every set of dog tags, every different individual had, there was either a P for Protestant, a C for a Catholic, or a G, J for Jew. I never did feel offended by any of those. None of those bothered me. Now, I mention this by way of devotion, folks, calling our attention to the fact that it is the Word of God that God chose, as the means for our salvation. I mean, if you want to go all the way back to the book of Genesis in chapter 3 and verse 15, where he talks about the devil trying to destroy Christ before he ever was born into the world. It's always been the Word. Jesus said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The words that I speak unto you, they shall judge him in the last day." And then there's the book of John, the gospel according to John. In chapter 1, in the beginning, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not." Folks, that darkness is the evil that had come upon the world. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness to that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Folks, those words fit today. Though the world knew him not, the world knows him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received to them, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That means every human being, every person, every people that there are, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now listen to this verse carefully. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. He's talking about Jesus Christ. John is. He's talking about the Son of God who came into this world of sin and sorrow and lived for some 33 years, the last three of which he used to preach and deliver his word through his own teaching and through the teaching of the apostles and others whom they would select to give us that which the apostle Paul called perfect in the 13th chapter, ending verses of 1 Corinthians. Christ is the Word. Most commentaries in regard to this particular chapter in the Gospel according to John, if you examine it closely, you'll find out that they also mention the fact that the Greeks in that day and time placed high importance on the idea and the concept of the Word, meaning the language, meaning that which man uses to communicate one with another and even with their pagan gods as well. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, "This is he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and his fullness have all we received, grace for grace. For he was given by Moses, but the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is the bosom of the Father, and he hath declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' He is the voice of one crying in the wilderness." And so we have, especially the New Testament, but all of the Scriptures, but especially the New Testament, because when Christ came into the world, the Old Testament was already in force. Had the Old Testament to help understand what became the New Testament, we should love the Word of God, folks. And there have been attempts and still are. I never thought that I would live when I was a younger person to see the day whenever America would have the criticism of Christianity that it has. There was denominationalism and has been, and I observed it from the time I was big enough to observe anything. But basically, the majority of folks in this country believed in the Bible as the Word of God. And they had tried, at least were trying to follow it. And this that I read to you a few moments ago is only one example of how the world is trying to destroy, under the guidance of Satan, the Word of God, because that's what he used for salvation. And the flesh and blood Word, of course, was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Yes, there have been religions that disagree with us. There was always debate. To debate one another on the ideas, on what the Bible says and didn't say. What we're talking about is not somebody that's just debating the ideas. Oh, would to God that they would. But they're trying to destroy the entire word, and they're trying to destroy the church of the Lord Jesus Christ with it. There are religions that are trying to do that, Islam most noteworthy. But there are others, other means, social, society, and on we could go. But let us rest assured that even as our Lord said while he was here upon this earth, his word will never be destroyed. His kingdom will never be destroyed because he gave it, established it, to last forever. Now, there may have been times, there may yet be times, back in the Middle Ages. No written record that we have of a New Testament church, as far as we've been able to ascertain for the most part. Now we do. Who knows what's coming in the future, how long the future will be. But at any rate, we do have the means whereby we can become a child of God. We can confess him as our Savior from the Father in heaven. We can repent of our sins, believe with all our heart, of course, that he is the Son of God, and then be willing to be buried in water, raised to walk in newness of life. And when we do that, we will have taken advantage of the word of which the Bible speaks from the very beginning chapters through the ending chapters in the New Testament. The word which also makes provision for those of us who may be Christians and have drifted away and need to return and be restored to the New Testament church and to faithfulness with Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And also for those who may be present that need our prayers. Why not tonight? Now is the accepted day. Now is the time of salvation, Paul said. Don't put it off. Do it today, now. As together we stand and sing.